This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, folks everywhere who are interested in this big, wide, wonderful world that we live in, welcome to November 30th. It's a Wednesday. I'm Doug, and Jay Kirshner is here with me to celebrate the day when you're in doubt as to how you're going to handle the day. What I do is show up early to kind of get my head straight. This morning I was up early. I don't know why I woke up early. I usually sleep very soundly, but there was this beating in my head and my the reason, and I wanted to get at it, see what's going on. And as I thought about it, I thought to myself, I've been accused of this a lot. I think too much. Just let you know, why does this happen? What's going on? Who did that? I'm supposed to feel more, and I am a feeling sort, don't you think, Jay? I'm a sort of an empath, but feeling more and thinking less sometimes is a good equation for happiness. So if you are somebody who this week, especially when you're focused on giving, giving thanks by giving, that's kind of what Thanksgiving is about, or this is the week after Thanksgiving, they have Giving Tuesday and giving this and giving that. So I think that this is a week in which we can appreciate pretty much everything. And as you are looking to at the end of the year, we kind of regroup. We want to start the new year fresh. That's one of the reasons I love the 1st of January, because I get all the seed catalogs and I start thinking already about spring and planting. And that makes things in the chilly winter months go by quicker, even if I'm not where the chilly is. It makes it, you know, it's something about it. It's a head game.
At least. It's like a kickoff.
Yeah, it's kickoff for spring. Yes, that's what it is. Thank you. All right. Speaking of the holiday, the good news is that there is a book you can buy for the, for the benefit of a number of charities, but also for the benefit of humankind. Excuse me. It's the Kindness Book. Have you seen this? They've already sold $100,000 worth of these books. The book's called Humankind, Changing the World One Small Act at a Time.
Mm-hmm.
The fellow who wrote the book is a man named Brad Aronson. He was inspired to write the book when his family went through one of the most difficult times. His wife, Mia, was in the middle of 2.5 years of treatment for leukemia. Ooh,
yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
A patient advocate suggested that Mia and Brad and their 5-year-old son, Jack, create projects that provide a purpose, a distraction, if you will, a focus on something other than her cancer, as they spent a lot of time at the hospital every week, obviously visiting her. So Brad wrote about the small acts of kindness by friends and strangers that carried his family through the treatment and the recovery of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
When he was done with that, he felt compelled to keep going with it. What about all the other stories that are out there? Other stories about small acts of kindness that had an extraordinary impact, changing a lot of lives. So he decided to go find all of these stories, or as many as he could, and then he weaved the stories into the tapestry of this book, Humankind, Changing the World One Small Act at a Time. You want to buy something that's worthwhile for a Christmas gift, a stocking stuff, or whatever? In Humankind, you read about Rita Chavone, who decided to cook an extra portion of dinner every night to feed somebody who needed dinner beside her. So her ritual, Jay, led to a movement that now provides 500,000 meals a year. Also in this book, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and there's so many stories from other people and different acts of kindness that they've done and how it helped others. And all proceeds from this book, they go to the nonprofit Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Secret Santas, people giving And so there are a lot of stories about individuals. Here's a guy named Larry Stewart who is homeless. He got a $20 gift that inspired him to become a secret Santa when he got back on his feet. And he, over the course of his life, has raised and given out $1.5 million to strangers in need and built a team of people that serve as secret Santas. There's lots of stories like that. Humankind changing the world one small act at a time. Can we post this on our various social media, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter? Post the name of the book. The reference is to Humankind Changing the World One Small Act at a Time. Wow. Those are the people that make a difference, frankly. Now, having said that, I'm looking around at what's going on in the Senate and the House and with our so-called leaders. The people who are, I thought to myself as I looked this over, what is left to be said about Trump meeting with those two characters that he met with, the Holocaust denier? Kanye brought a couple of goons to have lunch with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Okay, so hasn't that almost been beaten to death, that story? What else do you say? Well, you're not talking about it. There's nothing else to say. What am I going to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's all been said. You got to get the drift of it. Although I thought Mitt Romney said something. He's kind of brutal, but he kind of gets that way when he talks about Trump. But when it comes to Kanye West and this white supremacist, what's his name, Fuentes? Again, there's nothing more to be said. So let's move on to what the Senate is doing. They've passed the Respect for Marriage Act. This is something that surprised, and this is too bad, because the folks who don't like Republicans and the folks who don't like Democrats, they are aghast when they look at this. So 12 Republicans joined with all of the Democrats to make sure this thing passed. It's a protection for same-sex marriages. Basically, I thought we already had this. Didn't you? I didn't know this.
To a degree, but kind of like Roe v. Wade, if the Supreme Court chooses to overturn...
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so this protects it, and it makes it... you can't overturn it.
Yeah, okay. And that's what they should have done with Roe v. Wade. Are they going to do it? I thought there was... is there a move, or is it too late? In terms, is it never too late? You can always pass laws that, you know, that that pass muster, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's kind of like, what else is there to be said about Roe v. Wade? What else is there to be said about Clarence Thomas? What else is there to be said about the people involved? It's, you know, what else is there? There's nothing else. But I thought this was interesting. The 12 Republicans who joined the Democrats in passing this bill. Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Susan Collins of Maine, Rob Portman of Ohio, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Todd Young of Indiana, Shelley Moore, Capito of West Virginia, Mitt Romney, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Roy Blunt of Missouri, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, Murkowski, and Sullivan of Alaska. So in that list, there are a couple that are not surprises, and there are a couple of names that are surprises. Tillis of North Carolina. Would have thought he would not necessarily go in this direction or be on the fence. Susan Collins, nah, you could count on her. Portman, he's another one who'd be kind of on the fence a little bit, along with Burr of North Carolina, Young of Indiana. Mitt Romney, nah, you knew where he was going to be voting. Joni Ernst, I think the same thing. Roy Blunt, he's a little more, yeah, I could see him going for this, frankly. And Murkowski and Sullivan, yeah. So half of them are a surprise to me, anyway, knowing some of the members of this club and seeing how they act and react. But, you know, this is the people who are Democrats who don't think there are any good Republicans, or the people who are Republicans who think there are no good Democrats. Nonsense. You're wasting your thought process by thinking that is so foolish. All right, here's another one. Climate change activists are trying to get people to act. They claim this is the largest night ever of action against SUVs, so they puncture tires on 900 SUVs. What is that going to do?
Oh, I thought they just removed the things and let the air out, so they actually destroyed the tires.
Yeah, they destroyed the tires. Well, you can do either or. If you're clever enough, then a lot of these people aren't that clever, so they stick an ice pick in the tire, and then there are others who have a little tool that you can, when you take the cap off of the tire, you stick that little tool in, and it takes
all of that out, yeah.
Well, no, all you have to do is take the tire, what do they call that thing on the, there's a device that you screw into the tire. When you're letting the air out fast, somebody in a tire shop will take this little device and they take the tire thingamabobber out. I got to remember that because I do it all the time myself with tires on the farm. At any rate,
that's how I thought that they were doing.
Yeah, so that's the sophisticated way.
If they actually destroy the tires, if they're slicing these tires, then that's damages, and they could be held accountable for.
Yeah, if you can find them.
More, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
These are tire extinguishers.
Right. And so what message does this send? All this does is get people angry. What are you? You're not going to get anybody to go for your side by being angry or destructive. You're not.
People who are destroying artwork because
ridiculous.
Of being against oil.
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Then they put a sticker on the car. Your gas guzzlers are killing us. Okay. So I can hardly wait for somebody to do that to my Range Rover. And then I'll hunt them down. I happen to like driving a big car that is safe. That's why I drive a big car, because it's safe for me and the people who ride in the car with me. Same thing with my pickup truck. You want me to be unsafe by driving one of those little crap cans? You drive them. I'm not going to. It may be it costs more money, and you can claim that I'm harming the environment. I think you've got to work hard to make that argument, frankly, these days. But at any rate, I don't just go along in this circumstance to get along. I just am tired of these people telling me how to live. You live your life. I'll figure it out for me. Thanks very much. But get lost. 18 past the hour.
This is Staples.
So, rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays. Or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply. For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Time for us to get things done. I think we do that with every segment of the program, don't you, Jay? Getting things done, getting people to think about stuff, executing on ideas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I have an idea about William Shatner. I have one idea about him. Other people have other ideas about him, including George Takei, who has had a long time feud going on with the Star Trek co-star Mr. Shatner and some of the other characters that were there. So the latest in this family feud, if you will, after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it, MyPillow.com. Alright, so, Jake, George Takei, associated with Shatner for 50 years. He's 85, Shatner's 91, and they're still at it. So the latest shot across, they're kind of like the old odd guy, you're right. So Takei now has called Shatner a cantankerous old man after Shatner alleged that Takei was using his name, Shatner's name, for publicity because nobody knows who he is any longer.
And called him bitter.
Yeah, very bitter, it would seem. Shatner said that Takei needed Shatner's name so he could promote his new book. And Takai said of Shatner in an interview, I have much more substantial subject matter in my book that I want to get publicity for, so I'm not going to refer to Bill in this interview at all. But, of course, by referring to Bill in the interview, he refers to him and brings up the old sludge.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm going to leave him to his devices, he said. I'm not going to play his game. Well, of course, you're playing his game by bringing it up. Anyway.
But how have people not figured out to this point that it doesn't matter what you say about somebody else, whatever you say about somebody else actually reflects more on you. Than the person
right.
with whom you're speaking.
Exactly. Now, is Kirk a cantankerous old man? There are people who come up to him all the time and ask for his autograph, and he said, I don't give autographs. And I'm sure he's not particularly nice about it, because I've met him a couple of times at parties at Jennifer Horn's father's house, and he's usually holding court. People come and they want to listen to him talk. And his wife, though, I met his wife at Mike's birthday party a couple of weeks ago. She's lovely, wonderful, just sweet as could be. So anyway, but Takai was talking about Shatner's on-set behavior when they were doing Star Trek. And he said that Shatner always acted like a prima donna. The rest of it, he was above everybody else. He wanted to be the center of attention. Well, for God's sakes, he's the star of the show. He's Captain Kirk.
Don't a lot of people have that kind of quality in life that they like to be the center of attention?
Yeah, right. I mean, look at the movies he's been in. Look at the stuff he does. He's still acting. He's still working. He's still doing stuff every day at 91. God bless the guy. So I think Takai's got a problem here as well. At any rate, so there's the continuation of the silly feud between the two of them, 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk has begun reinstating tens of thousands of Twitter accounts that have significant followings after announcing last week a blanket amnesty for Twitter users permanently suspended from the platform. Musk said he will allow all accounts back except those that broke the law or engaged in excessive spam. Layoffs at tech companies are nearing great recession levels of 1929. tech firms getting squeezed by falling stock prices, rising inflation, and interest rates, along with fears of a possible recession, have announced more than 60,000 layoffs this year, and more are probably on the way. About 65,000 tech jobs went away each year between 2008 and 2009's recession. That's according to analysis by Challenger, Gray, and Christmas. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Month. Today happens to be National Personal Space Day.
I love it.
Get out of my face. Right? Supposed to respect the need for everybody's personal space.
Mm-hmm.
This was established by public health specialist Carol Winner a couple of years ago. The day reminds us that boundaries are good.
Love boundaries.
And should be maintained in a civil society. Yep. So I should have told them that before January. Right?
And isn't it kind of interesting that this happened just before COVID?
Mm-hmm.
It was established in 2019, and then 2020 was like, okay, here, let's do it.
So what is this? When people come up to you and want a hug, you say no. I know how you are in that department. Some people want to give somebody a kiss or a handshake. Now it's the fist bump, right? Is that polite or impolite?
Fist bumps are great. I'm a big high-five fan. I don't mind hugs with people that I know and who know me. Because, to be honest, it's not only, yes, I like my personal space, but also hugs physically hurt me because of my chronic illness. So, like, I need people who know what I'm dealing with and know to be gentle when they hug me.
Right.
Otherwise, I am that awkward person. If somebody I don't know goes to hug me, I will do the reach out and grab their hand and kind of lock my elbows to where I almost, like, push them back and I take a step back where they can't approach me anymore.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
I do love hugs from people that I want to get.
Yeah. It's nice to be hugged if you want to be hugged. That's the deal. Leave me alone. If you love me, leave me alone. So anyway.
I don't know that song, but I need it.
Right. This is something that did come as a result of one person's quest, but then it has spread out. And we all have this sort of thing. I find myself, most of the time, I like to shake hands with people. I do it with men and women.
Mm-hmm.
I like having a firm handshake. I like to know what that energy is from the other person, especially if I'm doing a business deal or, you know, there's something else. Yeah, that's involved, so.
Oh, it is so weird when you go to shake somebody's hand and they don't actually do anything other than give you the hand. And
Right, exactly. Nope, see you later on that one. The inspiration in this hour comes from Bob Marley, who had the following to say during one of his concerts. You just can't live in a negative way. Make way for the positive every day. And Marley with his songs, his music, right? The reggae stuff, is it reggae, reggae? I think there's
reggae,
something to Marley's music, the Jamaican music. It is the beat, it's the, I don't know what it is, but it's always fun. And he was, and I think the dude was always high, wasn't he? most of the time.
He was not low.
Pretty high, yeah, that's right. He and Poop Dog there, or whatever his name is, Snoop Dogg. I call him Poop Dogg. All right, here's a free quiz designed by a functional medicine doctor that will rate your risk of nutritional deficiencies. Dr. Chris Kresser, one of the most influential doctors, had a career of diagnosing and treating nutrient deficiencies. This is something that plagues most of us, mostly because we don't know how bad the food is that we're eating, or we're not paying attention to labels, or eating stuff that's processed. Anyway, this guy's work focuses on the task of sifting through the studies on diet and nutrition to understand all of the nuances of how your body turns food into what you need to thrive. So, he says, this guy Kressler says, it is a silent epidemic. I think this is going to be one of the things that I talk to Dr. Ken about this weekend. If you listen with a plumb to our Good Day Health segments here on the Good Day program, and also the related Good Day shows on the weekend, Good Day Health, Dr. Jack does an hour, Dr. Ken does an hour, and they appear on many of the same stages that carry this program, sort of as a combined effort. So I think I'll take that up. I think it'll go well in our discussion with Ken. We talk with Ken about the latest research that's being done around the country and around the world and published in the various medical journals. Ken is a great researcher himself at his clinic down at Lake Cardiology in Florida, and so he'd be very interested. Yeah, this would be very interesting for him. Okay, so I'm in the mood to let it all hang out. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. I never saw One Tree Hill. I know you were a fan.
Nope, I've never seen it either.
Oh, I thought you had seen, when we talked about it before, I thought you'd been on the line with it being so. I was wrong. Who was it I talking to that loved One Tree Hill? Do you know what the show is about?
I honestly no. I think is One Tree Hill is. I know that some of the actors who are in it.
Yeah.
But it's high school students, right?
Yeah, Right.
And One Tree Hill is their town, yeah. The name of their high school or something, to
right.
Former basketball players.
Yeah. And they had, in 2006, they were required to do some Maxim magazine photos. And Maxim, at the time, was a, I don't even think it's in publication anymore, but it was a male magazine that was kind of provocative. And so the three women who were stars of One Tree Hill, Hillary Burton, Bethany Joy Lenz, and Sophia Bush, were all forced into this photo shoot, and they didn't like it. They ended up being on the cover of Maxim, and one of the things that came out of it was this is the body shaming stuff that started about this time. Mm. Some clown said that one of the ladies, I think it was Ms. Lenz, was too fat because she didn't fit into her dress well.
Well, that's awful.
Yeah, apparently they were all interviewed on some podcast.
Two of them, or maybe more of them, have a podcast where they started to rewatch a lot
right.
of the episodes. A lot of shows are doing that now from back in the day, rewatching them and kind of taking everybody along for the ride.
Yeah, right. Well, Sophia Bush has been, of all of them, she's by far the most famous of them. I didn't know she was in One Tree Hill. I never saw her before she was on Chicago PD, but I became a big fan, and I thought she was as much a part of the show as anybody, if not more so, mm-hmm. other than Jason Begay, who plays the sergeant, Hank Boyd. She brought an energy, she brought a panache, she brought something to the show that has been lost. I think those Chicago shows, with the exception of Chicago Med, have gone downhill. PD went downhill because she left, and now Jesse Sofer has left, and there are a couple of other major characters that have left, and it just doesn't have the, it's kind of like the same show over and over and over again. And it's the same with Chicago Fire. I never have thought that was a great show. It just leaves me cold. Interesting, it's the most popular of the three, not by much. The one that's kind of tied with the viewers with Chicago PD. But Med has great stories, and I love Esapatha Murkison, left over from the Law and Order days. She's another Dick West find. And so last night, you'll laugh at this. I'm cleaning up at 11 o'clock. I'm cleaning up all the notes on my email from the day. And I saw this story about, because whenever I see Sophia Bush, I always pay attention. So I ended up spending a half hour watching a bunch of interviews with her when she was on PD and promoting the show that she did that didn't last long, but it was. This is a good show. It's an interesting concept.
Oh, was that one of the Good Sam, Bad Sam?
Good Sam. Yeah, mm. Good Sam. Yeah. But there's just something about her that I find is extraordinarily appealing, and I don't find that with the woman who's now the female lead on Chicago PD. Just me, maybe. And I think that these shows are losing some of their starch because it seems to be the same story, and I know it's a formatic thing, like Law & Order SVU. It's the same story every single week. It's just, you know, different characters, but same story. Law and Order, the original one, not so much. It's there, especially the redone. I'm sorry that Anderson didn't stay with the show, but Donovan, who plays one of the detectives, Jeffrey Donovan's a good, solid actor, been in a lot of things, and he's okay. And then there's What's-Her-Face that's been around for 100 years that is the captain of the precinct. What's her name? You know who I'm talking about? No, you don't know who
I'm
talking
about.
I'll come up. Well, at any rate, I don't want to belabor the point. I'm just saying that there are a lot of these people, and you pointed it out as well, who are starting a whole new sort of subset of career mm-hmm. by doing podcasts and talking about stuff like the old TV shows or what's it like to be on the show. I know that Sophia Bush is doing an interview show, trying to find, now that she's well-known, she can find people to interview that she finds interesting. And I'll bet she does. I'm not a podcast listener. I don't not listen to them, but I find it time-consuming, and it's sort of a sidetrack to the radio stuff. But there are some of these shows that I do kind of want to listen to. We do our own podcast here. It's the essence of the program's highlights of the day, the Good Day Download, mm-hmm. including...
It's nice in case you missed it. kind of situation.
Yeah, right. You put the pieces together. For example, the most recent download we have is a focus in part on a family's decision to trade a mortgage in and buy a motorhome. It's a good story. It's a great story. Then we talked about the eruption of the this huge volcano in Hawaii and what's going on with that. Not much has changed there in the last 48 hours or so. And there's a conversation about Dwayne Johnson and his youth, all that sort of stuff, and the usual things that we discuss in and out, the recommendations we have for good stuff in your life, some of the political realities. You can get it all at gooddayshow.com and follow us on social media at Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter at Good Day On Air. We'll have a lot of your comments culled for our conversation on Friday with our talk radio review. So come ahead with your comments. More from us after this.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So, rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
All right, Jay, from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact department, do you know how many travelers trek the Oregon Trail to get from the Midwest to the West between 1841 and 1861? Take a guess.
Oh, I feel like I totally learned this back in elementary school.
Probably
was
didn't.
It 600,000?
Half that.
300,000?
Yes.
Woohoo!
But think about that. Yeah, 300,000 people over about 20 years before the Civil War started decided they wanted to head West, young man, and so they did. Imagine, though, think about the conditions. There were no roads. The weather was awful going up over the Rockies. Can you imagine doing that?
It was a computer game we would play in elementary school. It was called the Oregon Trail, and you would it's like you were these people. You were given a person, and you either made it or you died of dysentery or something else.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, so anyway, there's a little something you can talk about today at the water cooler. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
To the
letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This theme because I was watching the HBO profile of Steven Spielberg's life and times and his movies. If you haven't seen it, Chucker, you should. Anybody who's a movie fan needs to see this overview of Spielberg's life. It's very, very compelling.
Well, he's had a good life, no?
Well, but not only, he hasn't had a great life early on, and a lot of the stuff that happened in his childhood played out in some of the movies that he's done, and some of the characters that he's created. He makes specific mention of E.T. and the characters that he created there, but he also talks a lot about Schindler's List and what it was like to make that movie.
His life. I mean, we play that music because this day, Doug, in movie history, November 30th, 1993, Schindler's List premiered in Washington, D.C. to tremendous critical reaction. Actually went on to make $322 million at the box office worldwide, $180 million here domestically, on a budget of $22 million. And I have to wonder, although, listen, this movie, people would have went to theaters to see this movie, but with the innovation of streaming and the way our culture's changed for not the better, in terms of, I'm talking purely of film-going, watching, what tastes are, I just don't see this movie doing that kind of business theatrically in 2022. But
I think you become a landmark movie, no doubt. You become a naysayer when it comes to that stuff.
I agree. I understand.
I agree with you. I said that after going to see The Glass Onion the other night. These people at Netflix are nuts. People went to that movie theater. They filled it up. They want to watch that movie on a big screen. And yet Netflix, because they're all... These companies are not run by movie people. They're run by bean counters, investors. Corporate assets are more important to them than anything else. So
I think they don't know. I was saying this to a buddy last night driving home. I think the biggest difference in the philosophy of the bean counters and the studio heads now is they used to make movies, like this movie She Said, right? They say, it only did like $3 million in business on a budget of like $30 million, so it's going to lose money, right? So there was a time where they looked at the big blockbuster covering the smaller film. They knew they would take a loss on certain films. Now it appears they simply do not want to write out a check of any way, of any means, if a movie, if they think it's going to lose a dollar. They just don't want to do it. And I think that's to a detriment of the art of filmmaking. It's bad for the culture, I think.
It is.
No, everything's not going to make a fortune. It's just not the way it works.
No. All right, so here's an interesting counter between Samuel L. Jackson, one of our favorite movie stars, and Quentin Tarantino as to the definition of a movie star. They've been back and forth, kind of not arguing, because how many movies has Samuel L. Jackson been in?
A lot.
He's a Tarantino. Tarantino loves him. And so they were talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe and whether or not the people who are in those movies are stars, because, you know, that seems to be all that Tarantino's contention is that's always being made.
And I've been watching a lot of Tarantino interviews on YouTube. They pop up on YouTube. And, I mean, obviously he's a very interesting person. But what he said, and I sort of agree, is that the character, there used to be like in the 70s and 80s, right? Like a person like Richard Harris. You go to a movie, watch a movie with Richard Harris, Charlton Heston. They were the star. People, Julia Roberts in the 80s. People went to see Julia Roberts in a movie.
Yeah.
When people go to see superhero movies, they're going to see Iron Man, Thor, Captain America. It's not really, well, other discount Robert Downey Jr. because the guy's incredible. But most people, it's the character that becomes the star, not the actor. The character could be played interchangeably by different people, and it would still work, and people would still love the character for the most part. Where he's saying that the age of the movie star is no more. He makes a good point. I think that's
well. But Samuel L. Jackson says that if you get somebody to sit in the seat in the theater, then you're a star. The more people that go put their ass in a seat, he said.
Agreed. But having said that, the concept has tremendously overpowered the star power. It used to be vice versa. When Tom Cruise did a movie in the 80s, hey, let's go see a Tom Cruise movie. Now it's like, what's the concept, and then who's in it?
Not me. I'd see anything he was in, anything Harrison Ford was in. I would John Wayne, any of those people.
I agree.
That was where Will Smith. That's another story.
We'll talk about that one tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, our movie moments on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.